Robinhood Radio presents Flavor Matters with Serge Matakians. He's the owner of Saravan Restaurant in Armenia. If you can't find him in the kitchen or gardens, then follow him either on Facebook or Twitter at Saravan NY.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is Serge from Flavor Matters and Saravan Restaurant. I am continuing my conversation with Robin Kulaksesyan, who is joining me from Paris, France. Thank you for sticking around, Robin.
Thank you, sir.
Robin, we spoke about your book and how the inspiration about Little Armenias came about when you began traveling at 18. And then we spoke about your Instagram feed and how you make the various videos and post it and introduce all of us who follow you, Little Armenians, Armenias. You introduce us about to the various communities of Armenians around all over the world. We're talking about one end of the world to the other end of the world. You also, when we were speaking, you said that at 18, you did not speak Armenian, that you are born, you were born in France to a French mother and a Armenian father and to a family heritage that was from Aleppo, Syria. Armenians, many Armenians were there, especially after the Armenian genocide. And then you realized that you don't speak Armenian and you wanted to learn Armenian. Tell us a little bit about your experience, those summers that you took to go to Armenia to study Armenian.
Well, yeah, that was something I felt when I was 18, actually, as you say. I was feeling the need of, I had the very, you know, in France, as many countries, but foreign languages are not, and it's getting better, but we're not a priority. So I had a very bad English, the school English, as we say, which is like just the basics, not at all like I can speak now, but very basic. And I didn't speak anything else than French. And I was thinking, okay, if I have to start by myself to learn a language, I'd like to start with Armenian. So I went to Armenia. I volunteered in an orphanage. So
the orphanage in Yerevan, or was it outside of Yerevan?
No, it was outside of Yerevan. It was in Sarkatsor, outside of Yerevan. And so that was very interesting. It was like the best conditions to learn a language. Because
tell us a little bit what you mean by the conditions, and how did you? I mean, did somebody recommend that this is a good way of learning the language, or did you figure that out? I mean, that sounds
kind
of a strange way. I was picturing that, you had a tutor for 5 hours a day.
Not at all. I had the tutors were the kids, the orphans for me. And that's what I'm thinking. Like most French Armenians, even American Armenians that go to Armenia for summer, they will stay in Yerevan in the good hotels and go to the swimming pools and hang out with each other, you know, with European Armenians together, American Armenians together. And I was, okay, that's fun. But if I want to learn the language, I need to go to the countryside, to an orphanage with the kids that don't know any single word of English. And then when I wanted to have hot water, I had to say hot water in Armenian, because if not, I didn't have hot water. So that was the, you know, learning, because your environment forces you to learn. And I was there, and I helped with the orphanage organization for summer as a volunteer. And that was the best way, honestly, to learn Armenian, because I was forced. I had to.
And I understand. You were thrown in the water and nobody was there to hold you. So you had to figure out how to not drown. And what an interesting way at 18 to make the decision to learn the language like that. But then you went back three more summers. Tell us a little bit about that.
I went back young. I went back the second summer, same thing. I went back and went back to the same orphanage because I was studying that time and I had only 3 months during the summer. And I wanted to go back just to, of course, you don't learn a language in 3 months. So my decision, I really wanted to push it until I had a very good conversation in Armenian. Not like reading Armenian literature, because that would be a lot of work, but at least have a very good conversation. So that's what I did during 3 summers. And then, actually, that was very...
You did this during the summers when you were studying international relations at the Sorbonne.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. We had 3 summer, and so I could go. But that was very inspiring for me, because that where the language, let's say, language love story with me started. Because then, after these 3 years, I was, what? But if you... Okay, you never learned anything in your life. My English was the worst. I had a very bad grades in English because I didn't like the method at school. It was a lot about grammar, and I preferred to learn by myself. But when I knew that, okay, there is this way of learning and I actually like it. And then I decided, okay, and you learned Armenian, which is not the easiest one. And then I decided to learn more. Like I was, so then you can do Spanish, right? And I tried Spanish or Italian and I learned. And I think that made me realize how the way I like to learn and how easy it is when you're motivated and when you find the right way to achieve things.
I 100% agree with you. I speak 3 languages well, and I can get away in 2 other languages. And I understand once you get the rhythm and the tonality of the language, it's just putting the sentences together. The thing that intrigues me about this conversation is that I maybe I'm projecting. You correct me if I'm projecting, but I assume that not only were you learning the Armenian language in that orphanage, you were also learning about Armenians and Armenia and what it means. Your summers in Armenia when you were in your teens and early 20s were giving a different definition to the love of your grandmother and the food that your grandmother cooked and the understanding that you had of yourself as an Armenian. I don't want to put words for you.
You're totally right. That's even a It's very, very different, because even as you said, I'm more from the Western Armenian culture, from the Middle East, and Armenia, especially in 2006, 7, 8, it was post-Soviet Armenia. So Yerevan and Gyumri were like more Sovietized towns with a Russian influence and things that are totally, disconnected to my Armenian identity, because we don't have at all this... Soviet Armenia identity that we find until today, of course, in Yerevan, but it's changing. It's but in 2006, different. Yeah, 2006, you had a lot of this really, yes, post-Soviet culture was very strong.
I remember walking the streets of Yerevan and I asked for directions and these 2 elderly women responded to me in Russian.
Yeah.
You know, even though I spoke to them in Armenian.
Yeah. The same happened with me. Even you go to the supermarket and now you have kind of things more in English and everything. But in 2006, if you wanted any kind of product, cosmetics, soap, all these kind of manufactured products, they all came from Russia. And they didn't translate it in Armenian. So it was, even though I was already speaking kind of Armenian, and then I was asking, I wanted to read the composition or the ingredients on any kind of food or product. And it was all in Russian. And I was asking, can you tell me what's written here in Armenian? And they say, but why don't you speak Russian? And I was, because I'm not Russian. Well, you know, they didn't understand how an Armenian speaker would not speak Russian, because for them, it was so natural. It was connected.
I think it's important to mention to our listeners, by the way, if you're just joining us, this is Serge from Flavor Matters and Sarah Van Restaurant. I am speaking with Robin Koulakessian from Paris, France. Robin, I think it's important also to let our listeners know that you studied Armenian in an orphanage, or you learned, I should say, Armenian in an orphanage in Armenia, which has a different dialect, and it's almost like comparing British English to American English.
It's even worse. I'd say the difference is bigger.
Exactly. The difference is much stronger. Exactly, yeah. 100%. So what I'm interested also in understanding is that, for me, I've been going to Armenia. I went to 2009, and since 2019, I've been there several times. And the purpose of this interview is to sort of develop a deeper understanding of what is it that we mean by an Armenian? What does an Armenian mean besides the genocide, besides Turkey, besides Azerbaijan? You know, what is it that you think you have gained as a French Armenian? What is it that you have gained from in your Armenian side, in your Armenian heart, in your Armenian soul, in your Armenian understanding?
Oh, I have gained freedom, I think. I have gained a more... now I think that I can do my life and take decisions and everything in a more free way than maybe I was thinking before. I'm more.
How do you define freedom in that context?
I'm afraid that I'll take examples that are not my example, because it's always more difficult to adapt to understand how it applies on yourself, but. I'm sure that I've met young Armenians in Russia in particular, because Ukraine also, that grow up in very closed Armenian communities, and they, because they didn't have this opportunity as I had to travel the world and see other ways of being Armenian, they might assimilate their Armenian identity with this close-mindedness, let's say. And that's totally wrong, because that's not the definition of being Armenian. And it's actually the opposite, because it's a very open-minded people in general. The Armenian culture always have shared dance or music or food and everything with neighbors and even more. So that's... the travels allow you to think wider and that's what I mean with more freedom in your life, is that you don't really feel that it should be that way, or you should, being Armenian is doing the same as your grandpa did or your grandma did. No, you can adapt it your way, you know?
Exactly. I mean, for me, I must say that this last 3 years of traveling in Armenia, it has opened up my eyes and my heart and my mind to the beautiful aesthetics of Armenia, not only its landscape, not only the terroir of its food, but also its aesthetics of architecture, its aesthetics of art, and... I must say, like you, learning the Armenian language has really allowed me to widen my appreciation, not only for the language, but how the language expresses beauty. Have you experienced that?
Oh yeah, I totally agree, and I will connect that to what you said about the art scene of today's Yerevan, for example, and the way young art, because we are going the other way. I think during Sovietization of Armenia was going into standardization of the language, standardization of the arts, of everything, and now we have a boom in creativity. Exactly. And the reappropriation of the Armenian language in art, in calligraphy, for example, in design, the way young artists in Armenia are using the letters, the Armenian alphabet, which is, as you know, a different alphabet, to do more contemporary or modern art about it. That's very interesting. And even beyond the alphabet, like the art scene that you have, it wasn't the case that much in 2006, first time I went there. But if you go to Armenia today, especially in the capital, in 2021, you have a very eclectic and very booming art scene. And that's impressive for a country like Armenia. It's just 3 million inhabitants, you know, it's not that big, but that's very productive. Yeah.
Yes. It's a very vibrant, not only the art scene, the literature scene, the theater scene, the dance, and the expressions. Robin, I feel like I could speak with you for hours. I look forward to one day sharing a meal together in, not in Yerevan, but in the countryside of Armenia. Maybe our travels will coincide and we can meet in person and share a meal in the countryside of Armenia together. This has been such a pleasure to speaking with you. Thank you for everyone who has joined us. This is Serge from Serevan Restaurant and Flavor Matters. And I've had the pleasure of speaking with Robin Kulaksesian, who is in Paris, France, and is also the brainchild of a book called Little Armenias, and also mans a wonderful Instagram feed under the same name, Little Armenias. I really appreciate your taking the time speaking with me today, Robin. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Serge. Thank you for having me.
Flavor Matters is a joint production of the Serevan Restaurant and Robin Hood Radio. For more information on the Serevan Restaurant in Amenia, New York, serevan.com on the web.